Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
The Gospel according to Luke, beginning with the 14th chapter at the first verse. On one occasion when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. And we noticed how the guests chose the places of honor. He told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place." And then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so when the host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return, and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. And you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." This is the gospel of the Lord. And peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. As some of you probably already know, hospitality and welcome are at the top of the list when it comes to the way we live together in a community. And when extending hospitality to others, one of the best ways to show our welcome is by sharing a meal together and spending time in meaningful conversation with others. In fact, I really believe that extending hospitality to others by eating together is a very important way of showing what it means to be human and to be Christian. The writer of Luke's gospel understood that mealtime hospitality, he understood mealtime hospitality and table fellowship. Luke's gospel contains more mealtime scenes than any of the other gospels. In fact, mealtime experiences and parties were one way in which the writer of Luke described and portrayed a vision of Christian life and community. In Luke, Jesus frequently eats, drinks, parties, and participates in fellowship with all kinds of people. Eating with people from various backgrounds and walks of life was a frequent occurrence for Jesus, whether it was on the road to Emmaus, in an upper room, in the fields along the road as the disciples plucked heads of grain, in the home of a despised tax collector, in the homes of respected religious leaders, or as we see today, in the home of an unnamed Pharisee who offers Jesus hospitality for a Sabbath meal. The respected, social-climbing religious Pharisees are all watching Jesus very closely. They watch his every move. And Jesus, in turn, has been watching their behavior. Having observed how they choose banquet seats and note how they elbow themselves into places of honor. Jesus begins to give advice on table fellowship and hospitality, Jesus style. And so he says, when someone invites you to dinner, don't take the place of honor. Somebody more important than you might have been invited by the host. Then the host will come and call out in front of everybody, you're in the wrong place. And the place of honor belongs to this person. Red-faced, you would have to make your way to the very last seat at the table. When you're invited to dinner, go and sit at the last place. And then when the host comes along and he sees you, he will likely say, friend, come up to the front. That will give the dinner guests something to talk about. What I'm saying is this, if you walk around with your nose up in the air, you may end up falling on your face. But if you're content to be simply yourself, you will become more than yourself in the eyes of others. We have a quote from the book of Proverbs. Jesus advised the hustling guests do not rush to the head of the dining room, but rather sit in a humbler location on the chance they would be invited closer to sit next to the host. Well, Jesus' words have been very disconcerting and offensive to the guests where he was. They lived in and they were the embodiment of an honor-shame culture in which issues of status and recognition were very important. Jesus' words would have been very humiliating because moving to a lower position at the table would have meant a lowering of prestige and social capital. Well, to the dismay of this party, Jesus has even more to say. There's more to come because he's not done with his critique. After criticizing the people at the banquet regarding guest etiquette, he daringly looks over at the host for the meal and gives a lesson in hospitality to him. Jesus says, the next time you put on a dinner, don't just invite your friends and family and rich neighbors, the kind of people who will invite you back to their house. Invite some people who've never get invited out. Invite the misfits from the wrong side of the track. You will not only be a blessing, you yourself will experience a blessing because your guest won't be able to return the favor. However, that favor will be returned. And how it will be returned? Because your reward will come at the resurrection of God's people. In this scene, the writer of the Gospel of Luke inverts traditional cultural banquet etiquette and table fellowship. First, he criticizes the behavior of the prestige-seeking guests. Then he lectures the banquet host about he should have invited all those considered losers in that town. I have to say, Jesus' words and methods were not going to win him any friends or influence people on that day. Jesus, however, as we recognize now, was never a candidate for the Congeniality Award. Jesus is at pains, as he has been through all the time on his journey to Jerusalem, to set forth death and lostness, not life and success, as the way of salvation. And at this dinner party, he has found himself in the presence of a certified bunch of solid brass winners, establishment types who are positive they've got all the right tickets to success, religious and otherwise, who think a fun evening consists of clawing your way to the top of the social heap. Therefore, when he addresses them, he is principally concerned to redress the balance. he feels that needs to be done around him. To assert once again his conviction that a life lived by winning is really a losing proposition. We are a people who specialize in what I'm going to call this morning bookkeeping. What do I mean by that? We like to strive to be first, to be important, and to be winners. And how do we do that? We do this by sort of keeping a mental record, keeping a score, by focusing on being on top and being the front runner, by constantly juggling the accounts in our head. Who's ahead? Who's behind? We are enslaved to this type of bookkeeping, our ladder to success climbing, and our social score keeping. And in the person of Jesus, God announces that God has once and for all, forever, pensioned off the bookkeeping department. God has, in fact, rejected the sort of bookkeeping we do. He warns the hosts and each one of us today to not consult the records we keep on people. Not the friends versus foe ledger, not the rich versus poor volume, not any of the nice versus nasty, winners versus losers, good versus bad journals and books we mentally keep on people. I have to say this, letting go of that, well, that's not always the easy thing for us to do. But as far as God is concerned, that way of doing business is done. It's over with. Jesus says to each of us, listen, you're all mirrored in your scorekeeping lives. You are so busy trying to hold the world together by getting your accounts straight that you hardly have time to notice that the world is falling apart faster than ever. Why don't you just let go? Look, I'm on my way to Jerusalem, Jesus says, to die so you can be saved, free, for nothing. I'm going up there to give you a dramatic demonstration of shutting up once and for all the subject of divine bookkeeping, where God keeps score on us. What's the point then of your keeping records when God isn't going to do that? Yes, mealtime experiences and parties were one way in which the writer of Luke described and portrayed a unique vision of the Christian life. And he uses the banquet as the symbol of God's reign. Table fellowship becomes a metaphor for the kingdom of God, where social boundaries and unjust divisions in human community no longer exist. We say Jesus embodies radical hospitality. Jesus invites us to stop keeping books on each other and let go of all those imposed boundaries and distinctions we try to make. Jesus invites us to be the community of God's people we're called to be, where we are all equal in God's sight. Jesus' words reach across the boundaries of time and space and call us to bear witness to the fellowship that exists between God and all of humanity. God accepts and loves us, and so we should do with our neighbor. Jesus' words call us to let go of scorekeeping, to live in joy and freedom of fellowship with God and with all the people we know. Such fellowship is all about grace, the grace and love in which God holds not only us, but the whole world. That is the table of fellowship, Jesus style. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.